True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's funny, Mike and I were just talking about Justin Rose. We'll tell you about it coming up. Stay tuned. Let's talk about Braves because, Grant, man, last night, so many chances. Was there one particular one that stands out to you? I know the bases were loaded twice, but was there one opportunity that you felt, hey, if we came through in that spot, this thing would have went differently?
Well, honestly, those were the two. I mean, you can – point to the overall left on base total. We can always talk about runners in scoring position and what the Braves were able to do, but that felt like twice that Austin Riley had that chance to make a big dent in what could have been a different outcome. Now, I will point out that Austin Riley came through later with a game-tying home run, so in terms of leverage opportunities, he delivered a big hit last night. Just unfortunately, you can't pick exactly when you get those, but overall, not being able to get more done against Taijuan Walker, I think that's what I would point to in that loss. I mean, it's disappointing to give up a late home run and lose a game as well, but you kind of have to look at the offense and wonder if they could have gotten that one more big hit if we wouldn't have been talking about a 2-0 series lead and the opportunity to go for a sweep here at Truist Park tonight if the weather is cooperative.
Yeah, I know. Apparently the storms are coming a little bit earlier than we were expecting, I guess, man. I'll take a look at my barometer. We'll get back to you. Grant, we talked about a lot today, Raisel Iglesias, and you know, by any metric or measurement, he was good last year. And again, the blown saves are always going to drive a fan crazy, but they were few and far between. He doesn't really have that, you know, that dominant out pitch. You'd love to have a closer just overpower guys. So you just chalk that up to this too shall pass, or are you worried about Iglesias?
No, I'm not really worried about him. I think his big thing is he's more of a precision guy. I mean, he has a mid-90s fastball. I mean, it's there. It's just, you know, he's not doing what Jose Alvarado does and coming in and throwing 100, 101, and 100 again, over and over and over again. That's not the type of closer he is. He does have a very good slider. I think he's got a nice changeup as well. He just has to really kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, so to speak, when it comes to his pitching style. He's not going to overpower you, but he's got enough in that arsenal that I think he can be effective. And this is just a case of, especially I would say in the early going of the season on that road trip, they couldn't find a time to use him. So I think he will benefit as he goes along from getting back in a more regular regimen. You don't want to be trotting him out there for no reason whatsoever in those first 7 games, but I do feel like he just hasn't worked as much early this season, and it's hard to get sharp if you're not getting that regular work, because I mean, look at the Braves record. How many save opportunities have they truly had?
It's Grant McCauley, guys. We're talking about the Braves, and, you know, listen, tonight's a big night. Let's talk specifically about, you know, the starter in last night's game. I didn't think Grant was terrible, But when you walk and you start to get your pitch count up, we know that puts extra amount of pressure on you to stay out there. I was saying to Mike when we started the show today, like if he had done what he did with, I don't know, 60 pitches, 68 pitches, it feels different, right? Maybe he stays out there for two more innings or whatever. But when you get the pitch count up as high as he did, I don't think it gave Stent any choice.
No, but I will also point out that the Phillies fouled off, what, 23 balls
this
against him yesterday? So
true,
they
true.
Were definitely part of that. I thought he got squeezed a couple of times, particularly badly against Schwarber on what should have been a strikeout. I guess that's not being squeezed, but a bad call by the home plate umpire either way cost them a couple of extra bullets. That's unnecessary. But I was talking to Grant Holmes before the game today just about, you know, getting back to 100 pitches. That's a nice milestone. He said it is. And then he sat back and said, you know, that's the first time I've thrown 100 pitches in a game since 2016.
Wow.
So that's something worth thinking about as well. I mean, that was from him. I would have to go back to a lot of minor league game logs, and I don't know if we have that info, but it's certainly the first time he's done it at the big leagues, because I said, well, that kind of tracks, because last year when he came into the rotation, it wasn't about 100 pitches or seven innings or any of that stuff. It was more about just how far in the game could you get the club, because they needed somebody to go out and throw a chunk of innings. And he said, yeah, it was just kind of a different mission. Now I want to be throwing 100 pitches every time. So it felt good to do it. He said he felt good afterwards. I think you have a tough lineup that he was still able to limit, which is important. I mean, neither of the starting pitchers were going deep into the game yesterday, and it ended up being, you know, quote unquote, a battle of the bullpens. And I know the Braves, you know, weren't able to win that one, but I think you have to look as much at the offense and the totality of everything. But I think with Grant Holmes, he's in a pretty good spot. He's kind of ramping up and getting himself comfortable with this, you know, truly being a starting pitcher, not the swing man that he was a year ago, where it's, hey, he's in relief today, and in 3 days we're going to have him throw four or five innings. Or, hey, right. we'll go to the playoffs if in 30 minutes you can beat the New York Mets, which was his biggest start of his career last year. So he's been in a unique spot, but I still like what he has to offer, and I think that he's going to have more efficient outings as he goes ahead.
One of the things, Grant, we know when Acuna comes back is he gets back in that number one spot. And I know it's been weird. The whole team is just not hitting, and Money Harris is no different. He's batting 225, and he's been on base. He's reached first base 10 times. He's got 9 hits. He's got 1 walk. So basically, he's on base 10 times. But he hasn't even tried. I mean, is this more from Snicker or just about the situation? You don't want to take yourself out of the beginning? We're not stealing bases, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, because it being this early in the season, if there really is an answer for that, I mean, part of it could be, are they risk averse and just don't want to risk it? I mean, he did get thrown out trying to steal at least once, I believe, in the Marlins series,
right,
if I'm not mistaken,
yep,
in that second game. But it's just been kind of a wonky start for the offense in general, where just, you know, if they were getting their hits with runners on base, we wouldn't really notice it as much. But when you're not, I think it's fair to pretty much pull the whole spreadsheet out and say, okay, this is not happening, this is not happening, and this is not happening, and why? And can you start something on the base paths? I know when I talked to Mike Johnson in the mornings, that's his number one thing is, when are we going to do, you know, put some pressure on some teams? And I said, well, you know, you can do that with Michael Harris. Ronald Acuna Jr. can obviously do it, and Ozzy Albies can. But outside of that, you don't have a bunch of speedsters. I mean, you're not sending, you know, the Matt Olsons and the Sean Murphys and the Drake Baldwins and the likes, you know, to try to steal bases. I guess Jared Kelnick can do it as well, and Eli White's pretty fast, but he's not getting starting, you know, reps right now. So they just don't incorporate that as much as some other teams do, but maybe that changes some with Acuna. But then again, I think we all have to be honest with ourselves and our expectations. Is Ronald going to be as aggressive as he was? Now, he joked about it in spring training. He said, I'm always going to want to run, but I got to be smart. And so we'll see what it looks like when he comes back, and we'll see if there's some other opportunities where if things are going and you've got the multitude of hits, maybe you take more chances, I guess, to make a long story as short as
okay.
I can.
Okay. No, it's a valid, you know, point. I think it's worth talking about. Hey, tonight, has Schrellenbach been not only our best pitcher, one of the best in the major leagues?
No doubt. There's no question. I asked a few of his teammates about what really stands out to him, and Grant Holmes said consistency. I mean, the way that he does everything when he's on the mound, the way that he prepares, the way that he executes, there's a consistency about his game, his arsenal, his mechanics, everything that lends itself to his success. I asked Drake Baldwin, I mean, what's it like to catch a guy like this? And he said it opens up so many avenues for how you attack a hitter, because yes, he has 6 pitches, but he doesn't need to throw all 6 to every hitter and every at bat to try to get a strikeout. It can be more about, okay, now I'm going to look at what this hitter's tendencies are, because they do all that game planning and advanced stuff, and try to figure out the best way to go about it. But I feel like, just in general, is the uniqueness of it, And that third or fourth time through the order, as the case may be, he's got a way to show a hitter a completely different approach. And that is something that, I mean, there aren't many pitchers out there in baseball that you're talking about six pitches that you believe in, that you throw with conviction in any count to just about any hitter. I mean, some guys are happy to, you know, master a couple of pitches and maybe try to mix in that third one. What he's doing, I guess, to really bring it home is unlike what many other pitchers in baseball are doing. It lends to his success. Throwing in the high 90s certainly helps, but I feel like the precision of everything is what puts him over the top. He's just an incredibly, incredibly impressive pitcher, and I'm excited to see him build on this start.
All right, Grant McCullough is with us. It's time to get Strider up. We just saw what he did today. He struck out 13 to 21 batters. So let's go. What are we waiting for? Seen enough. Let's get him up.
Yeah, I think we could see him in Toronto. Tuesday would be regular rest. Maybe they give him that extra day and have him start on Wednesday. But talking to Brian Snitker before the game, he said, look, obviously the numbers look great. Snit watched most of that start today. He said it was, you know, vintage Spencer performance. He looked dominant, was sitting in that mid-90s, you know, hitting 97, pushing, I believe, up to about 98 at times. So he's got the fastball. He's throwing his slider, looked great, and he also threw a lot of changeups. So he is doing everything that you kind of wanted to see Spencer Strider do from an evolutionary standpoint, aside from the injury, and doing it very effectively. So I don't know if Spencer Strider's excited about it or fully happy with it. He never seems to be because he always has that one more percent that he wants to be better. But you can't argue with those results. And if he's feeling good, I would be very surprised to not see him pitching against the Blue Jays next week.
So we matched our worst start since 2016 when we started 2-9, should I say, to take you guys back. And this is not going to happen this year. I'm just giving you some perspective.
Historical perspective.
Yeah, this is perspective. But we finished with 93 losses. Grant, we remember those days simply because the team was not where we are now. We didn't have the established stars. We certainly hadn't gone out and built a core. We didn't know what the young guys were going to be in this farm system, although there were high hopes. And that's why I say, you know, when people hit me up and like, this is the last time we started 2-9, 2016, guys, was part of the building process that got us to 18, which then gave us this incredible run of going to the playoffs every year and ultimately winning a World Series. I'm just saying this is not going to be the case this year. So when I hear you and I get that from people, and I know you're probably getting all the historical stuff too, it's like, I get it, but that's not this team.
No, it's not. And when we looked at that, I mean, I know I posted it several times, like, you know, worst starts in Braves history when they began 0-7. And, you know, you were wondering, are they ever going to win a game? Well, obviously the answer was yes. But it was a rough start to the season. I mean, Austin Riley said it today again. You know, we've really got to focus on the day, every day, add those up, and then things are going to start to get back to where we want them to get. But we can't get outside of what our daily goal is and our objective is every single day. But, you know, the 2016 team was in the midst of a rebuild. Before that, the 1988 team was in the midst of a decades-long rebuild because the club just wasn't very good before the 90s. Then you had 1980, and I think you go back to 1940 and 1919. I mean, I wasn't around to see all those clubs, but I'm sure they weren't very good and their expectations weren't very high, to make a long story short. And that's the difference in this club. I can't explain why they have had the start that they've had, and you know, nobody expected it, but they've just got to roll up their sleeves and get to work and do it every single day. And that's kind of stuff adds up over the course of 162. As cliched and boring as the answer is, you know, panic is not going to help out. So I don't see anybody running around panicking. You have to maintain the focus and control the controllables. There's another cliche, but for the Braves right now, I think that's the kind of mindset they need to have.
No, it's funny. You know, the Babylon Bee does those parody accounts, and they had this story today, Carl and Grant, that had a suite and said the Chicago White Sox offer a new suite with no window so fans don't have to watch the team. And then I laughed at that, and somebody goes, yeah, the Braves got the same record. Well, actually, the White Sox have one more loss, but point taken. Yeah, to me, it's like things will get rolling. We talked, and you'll hear the conversation with Paul Byrd coming up. Little things like getting Strider in here, and maybe Strider is that juice, that bounce, the energy that comes in.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And charges people up.
Yeah, it's going to mean a lot because when you bring a pitcher who was among the best in baseball before he was hurt, and then when Ronald, who is going to go to Los Angeles early next week, and hopefully, the expectation is get checked off by doctors to do all like the lateral movement, the start-stop, cutting and changing directions and really ramping up his outfield work. Once those two guys get back, I feel like we're going to look at this team. It's going to feel different. It's going to look different and going to feel different. A lot of other guys need to stay healthy and be productive, but not too many clubs around baseball can expect to have a player who could be one of the best in the game, bar none, in Acuna, and one of the greatest pitchers in the game, if he's anything like he looked in his minor league rehab assignment in Gwinnett, which, yeah, I get it. It's AAA hitters, but Spencer Strider looked like vintage Spencer Strider. So there's some big returns that could pay major dividends for this Braves club and help them do what they need to do to get the season turned around and obviously meet their big goal of getting to the playoffs and winning series there.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.